Welcome back to Instant Crush. My name is Jared Cohen, joined by my good friend Finian Sicoccio. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're back after a break over winter break. Really glad to be back. Spinning some tunes tonight. Finian, what about you?
It's great to be back. I was expecting us to be on Sunday at midnight for a change, but this is fine. It's still great. It's freezing out. But I'm ready to, I'm here.
Yeah, TBD on our next season of Instant Crush. Still on the winter schedule here at WMFO. So we've got this week and hopefully next week, and then, you know, pray to Jesus that our volunteer hours are enough to get us another season, hopefully at Sundays on midnight or Thursdays at midnight. But, you know, we've enjoyed playing tunes for you Saturdays at midnight or Sunday mornings.
No, it's been great.
And
been
great. We've got a great playlist lined up here tonight. Anything else?
I mean, let's just get into the music and then we'll talk, you know?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great night of some really beautiful tunes, and maybe we'll stay past 1 a.m. depending on the situation of our following act.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with a couple songs from Stevie Wonder. We've got a lot of doubles today, two songs from the same artist. We're starting off with two songs from one of the greatest albums of all time, Songs in the Key of Life, and the first song is Summer Soft.
Wakes you up with a kiss to start the morning off. In the midst of herself playing Santa Claus, she brings gifts through her grace. Morning rain gently plays her rhythms on your windowpane, giving you no clue of when she plans to change, to bring rain or sunshine. And so you wait to see what she'll do. Is it sun or rain for you? But it breaks your heart in two when you find it's October and she's gone. And she's gone. Summer's gone. Taking with her summer's break.
Winter wind whispers to you that he wants to be your friend, but not waiting for your answer he begins forcing danger's way with his breeze. Morning snow cleansed hair, a winter ball for you to throw, but just well when he never lets you know. If it's snow or clear days you'll find.
And so you
that shape is my shame. There where I used to stand, it seems like only yesterday I gazed through the glass at ramblers, wild gamblers, that's all. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was The Fez by Steely Dan. Before that, we had Deacon Blues, also by Steely Dan. And previously, two Stevie Wonder songs, Summer Soft and Isn't She Lovely, both from Songs in the Key of Life. Hope you enjoyed all of those. I certainly did. Been listening to a lot of Steely Dan recently, and both those songs, you know, two of their more famous songs, but jump out at me. And I had a great time.
Super groovy.
Super groovy.
That guitar solo at the end of, what was that, The Fez we were just listening
to? The
Fez. That's great. And I just realized, maybe this was unintentional, but we're doing a bunch of duo songs, and it's just, usually we'd have a third co-host right now, but we're a duo right now.
We're running duos so right now.
So I guess it was an unintended theme.
Yeah, we're dropping and we're running duos. Yeah. and we were talking a little bit about some movies that we've been watching recently.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, opinions we have on movies, you know, as dudes do, we watch exclusively Christopher Nolan movies and no other director. And so, obviously, that's all we can ever talk about. And I recently watched Dunkirk on recommendation of my co-host here and found myself disappointed only because he told me it was one of the greatest movies of all time.
I think what I said was one of the greatest war movies. Didn't I say that?
Yeah, I think you said that and more.
That's probably true. I mean, I was worried about that happening. I know you're a harsh critic. You're very opinionated, which is good.
But I love things.
Yeah, I know.
And you
love Christopher Nolan movies. I kind of thought it was impossible for you not to love it.
I didn't hate it either. I feel like most of my response has been because you hyped it up so much.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was good. I mean, here's my thing on Dunkirk is like the narrative structure is cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
The way he tells the story, yeah.
The plot itself, yes, it's inspiring.
Well,
but saying it's based on real life doesn't make it any better inherently.
It just means that, like, you know, the plot itself is not necessarily the most fascinating thing, right? It's just your average war story.
Yeah.
But it's because he's not going to not tell. I mean, that's what happened on that day. It's still an incredible story.
Yeah.
It's just a little hard to appreciate the scale of it, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with that. There could have been more done for that. I mean, like, the city is like, looks like it was.
Yeah,
you know, it looks perfect.
I really like that it opens in there in that little French town, and like you never return to that area. I really thought they should have, I don't know, gone back to there because it was just very beautifully shot with all the flyers. Remember they dropped the flyers from the sky?
Yeah. I said to you that like the side plot, or I guess it's the main plot of all the soldiers, to Harry Styles, whatever, Fionn Whitehead trying to escape. They literally get on five different boats that sink. And, like, at some point, it's like, I know the next boat is also going to sink. Because
what did you call it?
Murphy's Law, the movie.
Yeah.
And sometimes that works. Like, Gravity, I would say that is the plot of Gravity. You know, everything goes wrong.
The George Clooney movie?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sandra Bullock, one thing blows up, she gets in that one, it doesn't work, she's going to go to the next one.
Right.
And it works. It's a very high-stakes movie. And in Dunkirk, by the third boat, I was like, oh, I wonder if it's going to sink or not. Like, and then
it does.
Yeah. So I don't know. And then I said I watched Memento as well, and that one struck me much more than Dunkirk.
Shout out to my mom, if you're listening, mom. That's her favorite. That's one of her favorite movies. I think it came out in 98, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. So she showed me that movie a long time ago. Great movie.
I can't believe it took me so long to get around to it, but it really, I thought was incredible. I mean, and that's a movie like where if the gimmick doesn't work, it would be terrible. It would really be terrible. And
it's just confusing.
It really works. It really works. And also Guy Pearce, is he the main actor?
I'm not sure.
Man, he was really, really, really strong in that role.
Is he in anything else?
He is a famous actor, but I can't name a lot of movies he's in. But I mean, he has scenes in that movie where he's on the phone. You don't hear who the person on the phone is, and he's just talking, and he really holds your attention.
Yeah.
I don't know. Watching that video you sent me, the movie is designed in a hairpin structure.
Oh, right.
That's pretty unreal.
Yeah. No. I mean, what a genius! I mean, to write a movie that way.
I mean, yeah, he's a visionary. All dudes agree. Christopher Nolan,
yeah,
great director.
Right,
next week we'll be talking about Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, and then
and then Martin Scorsese.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
Exactly.
The trifecta.
And then Greta Gerwig.
Yeah. There you go. Honestly, yeah. I just watched Barbie. Finally.
I still haven't seen it.
Honestly.
But I'm ready for Barbie 2.
It was very like hyped to me, and it was great. I mean, like it's a hilarious movie. Just for starters.
Yeah, I've heard it's very meta. I mean, I'm late. I'm very late. This movie, I should have seen it by now.
But it's just funny, first and foremost. Like, obviously, it's poignant, but It's funny.
I will get around to it. It is on my list. It is on my list. Yeah. I'm hyped for next year. Movies coming up. Dune Part 2.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I'm very excited for that. I'm excited to never read the book, even though I probably should. Yeah. Instead, what I do is I read all the summaries of the books on Wikipedia, because the sequels to that book are crazy, and I know I will never have time to actually read them, so I read the summaries instead, and they are wild.
Are the books also a trilogy, or are they?
It's like there's the first one. There's at least like by the original author, there's like five.
Oh, okay.
And then like he died, and like his son kept writing them.
Oh,
which,
really?
I never understood why people do that.
Interesting.
But the first five seem crazy.
Yeah, I mean, when they came out, they were renowned as like the best sci-fi novels ever, right?
I mean, and I read the entire Ender's Game series, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I think a fifth. I read all five of those several times, and then there's a sequel series that goes back to the start, and that's like five more books, and I read all of those like 10 more times. So if I got around to doing that, I probably should read Dune.
Well, I remember trying to read the first book, and it was super boring because it was
Ender's Game.
No, not Ender's Game, the first Dune book, because it starts off with like a meeting with the Baron and his.
Yeah, it's geopolitics. I tried reading it too.
Yeah, it's very boring, but the movie's not.
And I'm ready for the second one to be way better than the first, because the first one was great, but it was very plotting in its pacing. Have you ever read Ender's Game?
And no, I have not.
That you should read.
I've seen the movie.
I have read that book, and I'm not kidding. I've read that book at least 35 times.
That cannot be true.
I'm not kidding. I used to read books, and then I would read them again. Like I've
reread a book, but 35 times?
I'm not joking. I've read that book an obscene amount of times.
That's incredible.
And I've read all the sequels multiple times, too. The sequels, that's an interesting series, because the sequels are nothing like the first one. The first one is a very, by the numbers, but very, you know, page-turning sci-fi book that everyone can read. Mm-hmm. The sequels are nothing like it. He ages like 40 years, goes to a planet where they all speak Portuguese, and then it becomes like a allegory for, I don't even know. It's like, it's just crazy.
Okay, wow.
So,
all right, well,
for those out there who haven't read the sequels to Ender's Game, which way they will never make into any movies because they couldn't possibly be filmed, very much worth
it. The first
it.
One's a short book, though, right? It's only like 300 pages.
Yeah, the first one you can speed through.
I have a copy of it.
It is very, very good. They get longer as they go, and they get increasingly more complex in the way that they, you know, think about life and just all sorts of things. I can't even explain the plots to the sequels.
Well, we'll contemplate those things while we play.
Indeed, we will. While we play some more duos, we've got two songs from George Jackson coming up. First, we have Walking the City Streets, and then Play Something Pretty.
What can I get down with y'all for? Human is on the real side. About some things about life, you know. And being an entertainer, you run across a lot of people in life, you know. Faced a strange situation. Like this fella I met in New York City that was stranded up there. But he was there to try to better his condition and try to make a new beginning. And the funny thing about life, you never know what you might have to go through. That's why, like the song say, what the world needs now is a little more love and understanding, you know? He said, man, I've been up for a whole week trying to get myself together. I'm gonna have such a hard time, man. So I wonder, could you just give me a little advice? He said, I rode the bus 3 days and night. First time I ever saw these big city lights. People everywhere seem to stand. Oh, I don't mind them laughing at the clothes I wear. Said I'm walking the city streets, the country mud fresh on my feet. Looking for work here all week. I got to find me a job. I don't care if the work is hard. I'm here to make a new life for my family. I left my folks in Tupelo, Lord, destroy our farm, so we had to go.
some money back home. Said I'm walking city street, country mud fresh on my feet, looking for work here all over. You tell me where I can find me a job. I don't care if the work is easy, but I got to make a new life. Gonna be easy, 'cause I don't have too many skills, but I believe I can make it if it's done. Good Lord's will, man, I'm walking city street. Can you spare a dime on something to eat now? Looking for work here all the week. Somebody help me find me a job. Don't care if the work is easy or hard. Here to make a new life for my family. Here to make a new life. I'm here to make a new life. Here to make a new life for my family. Man, I'm here to make a new life. I'm here to make a new life. Here to make a new life. Try to get a little closer to you, baby.
But them blacks, all the players, all the hustlers. I'm talking about a black man heaven here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I crept. I was about to go in depth. This is the way I greet my season. Here's my ghetto rep. I kept, to say the least, no, it can't cease. So I begin to piece my 2 and 2 together. Got no snowy weather. Have to find something to do better. Bet I said some time, so shut up that. Nonsense about some solid. I got sick crock if it ain't real, ain't right. I'm like, no matter what the season, forever chill with Smith. I sent my fifth. I chill with Wes and got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck the oh no, I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hojo, I got the hoochie waiting. I made it through another year, can't ask for nothing much more. It's Outcast for the books, I thought you knew, so now you know, let's go. Okay, my day is ruined, this is ridiculous. I'm getting serious, I'm getting curious. Cause the house is smelling stink, the chitlin's old as vicious. I make no wishes cause I'm hobbing folk niggas in the back. Getting tipsy off the noggin, high as hell off the contact smoke. The evidence won't got in my backseat. They passing the urban running verses cause it's in the air. I hit the bars, I hit the cuts. I'm hitting switches cause I'm switching from side to side. Looking for holy snitches. I'm wide open on the freeway, my pager broke my vibe. Cause the junkie is a junkie 365. It's just another day at work to meet the spirit. Just then hit me, grab my pistol in my house. See what the junkies gotta give me, cause it's life. Yeah, forever pimping, never slipping, that's how it is. A tick, fix me a plate, I got the remedy. Some greens and that ham, not, don't need no ham. Hawks, don't play me like the smoking rocks. I got the munchies, we got the Mary Jane in the dungeon. Just to let you niggas know, in 93, that's how we coming. So ho, 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 check my king ass bro. The gin and juice has got me tipsy, so won't
it goes, give me 10 and I'll serve you then. Now we been, the corner in my Cadillac. My heart does not go pity pat for no rat. I'm leaning back, my elbows out the window. Coke rum and endo fills my body. Where's the party? We rode deep, we dipped to underground. Sees a lot of hoes around. I spit my game while waiting countdown. I fight for 1, 3, 2, here comes the one. A new year has begun, P-Funk spark another one. One.
For the players out there hustling, getting down for theirs. From East Point, College Park, Decatur, DeVry, you know, niggas worldwide. Down for theirs.
Come on, phone, you know I got a dad. But I like that girl too much. much I wish I never met her.
Hello. Hello.
I was listening to the song. It go like,
I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it.
Yeah.
You'll find another life to live.
Yeah.
I swear that you'll get over it. But I know you're sad and tired. You got nothing left to give.
Yeah.
You'll find another life to live.
Yeah.
I know that you'll get over it.
Yeah.
Wish I never, ever, ever told you things. I was only trying to show you things.
Yeah.
I stopped, heart on your neck, tried to froze your ring. I had to get me a new bitch to hold the pain. We was in Hawaii looking at the rain. She's smiling happy, but I'm laughing cause a new man's lame.
Damn,
that just goes to show me money don't attract a thing. Stuck to the plan, even though you used to go with my man. Yeah, I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it. You'll find another life to live. I swear that you'll get over it. I know you're sad and tired. You got nothing left to give.
Yeah,
you'll find another life to live. I know that you'll get over it. See, I tied up my raft, you strapped up your rig. Diamonds on your neck, ice all on my wrist. Compliment my style. She don't want me, I'm running wild. You know I respect her on that level. She don't want me, then I'ma let her. Go over there with that propeller. Walk off my St. Laurent, that leather. My new chick, I swear that she better. Want me back, never. That's true, that right. She sippin' one wet, and yeah, I swear it get her wet. My Louboutins new, so my bottom stays red. No, I'm not a rat, but I'm all up on my chest. Just talk to your homie, she said we should be together. Gave me brand was so insane that I made her my head. If she ever call my phone, you know I got a dad. But I like that girl too much, I wish I never met.
I'm a victim of my time, a product of my age. There was no choosing my direction. I was a holy man, but now, with all my trials behind me, I am weak in my conviction. And so I walk to try to get away, knowing that someday I'll finally have to face the fear that will come from knowing that the one thing I had left was you, and now you're gone. Of my crimes, a product of my rage. You are a beautiful distraction. Yeah. See, I get you locked away outside and let misery provide. And now
I am shame. And so I walk to try to find some space where I can be alone to live with my mistakes and the fear that will come from knowing that the one thing I had left was you and now you're gone. Yeah.
Is there nothing at all
that I can do to turn your heart?
Is there nothing to lean on
that could help erase the scars? Yeah. And I could use a little strength before I fall. Is there nothing at all? I am a victim of my time, a product of my age. You alone are my obsession. I left behind. You've been heavy on my mind. It's been a lonely road I travel. And so I want to try to get away, knowing that someday I'd finally have.
Thank you.